wristwatch.
Or everything but the watch, just the
band. A bracelet. A bracelet?
And if you say of a bracelet, you give somebody a bracelet and say, here, go ahead and...
Put it on.
Yes.
Put this on your wrist.
Okay.
Probably
so you'd say, go ahead and...
Put it on.
Now, for staying dry when you're walking in the rain...
Umbrella.
And, let's see how I can do this. Oh, for the bed covers. Name the various items of bed covering.
There's a sheet, and a blanket, and a quilt.
And what's a quilt?
And a comforter.
A comforter, okay. Differentiate between a comforter and a quilt. Right?
All right. A quilt is usually made of materials that have been cut in various shapes and then sewn together and quilted. And a comforter is material put together, possibly with some cotton in between, but not quilted, and maybe tacked at various places to hold it together.
Now, do you have a word, or do you hear a word for a temporary bed on the floor?
A pallet.
Okay.
We used to sleep on a pallet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't hear that much anymore.
No.
Sleeping bags now.
Yes, right. Different generation. If there's a crack that extends from one side of this window, thank goodness it doesn't, to the other, say it goes
across.
No.
It goes all across the window.
Okay. You ever hear clear across? Or?
Yes, clear across.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about plum?
No.
Clean?
I've heard those expressions.
Yes. Yes.
And plum wore out.
Plum wore out.
I heard that. I'd forgotten about that. Plum wore out.
Yes. What's your expression for rich black soil?
Loam.
And the word for, or words for low-lying meadow ground, grassland. Nice, green, low-lying.
Just grassy land. I can't think of it.
I was thinking as I was driving down here, there's a haze, and so the phrase came to mind, there's a bright golden haze on the...
Meadow.
That's the word...
In that song.
Yeah, that's the word in that song, and you
in the
probably
meadow.
Use that word.
Mm-hmm.
How about an inland area that is wet all the time?
Kind of marshy.
Can I call it anything else?
No, I don't.
They've got not a marsh behind the barn, but there's a kind of swamp.
Sunken. Mm-hmm. Swamp. Yeah, swamp. I've heard of that.
Now, here's something that varies from area to area, and to some extent right here in Indiana, just like your turns characteristics that go with those terms, in terms of different size streams and the words that you attach to them.
Creek.
Uh-huh. How about something smaller than that?
This is a little stream. A gully.
Stream and a gully, a creek.